lights, stage, satire. Cabaret traditions date back centuries. Performance ensembles regaled small crowds with music and dance over food and drink. But conventional routines evolved into amusing political and cultural commentary by virtue of virtuosos like Fritz Grunbaum, a cabaret pioneer who transformed the art of mainstream theater. We pick up Brandon Wu's story in Dallas, Texas, a Lone Ranger in the Lone Star State. Brandon isn't from here, but for him, here makes perfect sense at the moment. Brandon has been through the qualifying rodeo before. In 2019, he made it through all the way to the main event at Pebble Beach, and then he made the cut, which left him with a tough choice. Keep playing the weekend at the U.S. Open, or go back home and attend his college graduation. Thousands of lives have been saved because of the bravery and training of public safety bomb techs. There are crises we've averted that everyone knows about, and then there are the other, lesser-known events that we hold close to our vests and hearts. Imagine a world without nurses. You can't. In 1948, the University of Utah's College of Nursing was born, out of necessity. It was Hazel B. Mackin who led the new college as its first dean. Flash forward to 1969, when a new home was built for the rapidly expanding college. Now, six deans later, a new brand of leadership also grows out of necessity, navigating new challenges with fresh approaches. It's hard to sum up 75 years of excellence at the College of Nursing, but what better way to tell our story than through those who experienced it firsthand and went on to accomplish extraordinary things?